For a few years in the 80s, breakdancing was the hottest thing going. It worked its way into mainstream culture, but breakdancing was undeniably city dancing, an urban phenomenon set to hip-hop rhythms. Breakdancing went out of the spotlight for a while, but it's been making a comeback in the past few years. Those who do it call themselves B-boys and B-girls, the B standing for Bronx, beat, or break, depending on who you ask. Most of today's B-boys and B-girls were babies in the 80s. Now they're making breakdancing their own, as NPR's Rick Murthy found out on a visit to Charlottesville, Virginia.
When does a fad become a culture? Maybe when it has an old school and a new school. Maybe when its music doesn't really change.
How y'all feeling out there?
At Memorial Gym at the University of Virginia, a breakdance battle is just about to start. On the stage is a man in a white and blue jumpsuit with a matching derby hat. His name is Mr. Wiggles. He's revving up a crowd of more than 1,000 people. It's a young crowd, just below college age to just beyond. Faces of all hues. They're focused on Wiggles, who's judging tonight.
Please nobody beat me up at the end of the contest saying, "Wait a minute, Wiggles, what's up?" It's all love, you know what I'm saying? Whoever wins, wins, shake the man's hand and move on. I don't want to just see you, I want to feel you right here. Yeah. Right?
Mr. Wiggles points to his heart, and the music begins. Young men hit the stage two pairs at a time, each hovering around the edge until it's his turn to break. Some B-girls are in the crowd, but none are competing tonight. Peter Saji, a UVA grad, organized this battle. He describes a sequence of moves cooked up by a B-boy called Ready Rock.
Waiting for the beat to drop. He's back into his top rock. Top rocking down into footwork. Into some chopsticks, hand hops, head spin, hollow back, one-handed freeze. Crowd's a big fan of that.
These guys are amazing. They start out top rocking, which is standing and moving to the beat. Next, they drop down for the floor moves, pretty much a series of jaw-dropping contortions. Hand hops and head spins are self-explanatory. What really impresses is the hollow back, which is doing a handstand and slowly, muscles straining, lowering the legs backwards and holding them there, feet just inches from the floor. Breakdancing's nothing new. It grew up in New York and California during the 1970s, and it hit the mainstream in the early 80s with movies like Breakin', Breakin' 2, and Beat Street. Maybe you never saw those, but you probably did see Michael Jackson sliding himself across a stage in a move he called the moonwalk. It seems so passé, right? Actually, it was for a while.
You would get kicked out of malls, you would get kicked out of anywhere you start breaking, you know what I mean? So, and then when you do it at school, people was clowning you like, "Oh, that's old," and or your parents wouldn't let you do it because they see on the news that they say kids break their neck and all this stuff.
Ariston Rapoila, also known as Remind, is getting ready at his hotel before the competition. Remind is 24 years old. He says he's been a B-boy since he was 4. In the late 80s and much of the 90s, B-boying was pushed underground to clubs and community centers where only true believers would go. Remind was one of them, and he rejects the notion that the culture disappeared.
Hip-hop culture is life. It's the way you live, the way you talk, the way you dress. You know what I mean? What kind of music you listen to, what kind of music you make, how you speak, you know what I mean? How you dance. A whole lifestyle can't just be dead.
Breaking returned to the mainstream beginning in the late 90s. Hip-hop moves are back on TV, in Mitsubishi ads and movie reruns. But what's even more telling is breakdancing's grassroots expansion. Young people of all backgrounds are breaking in schools, parks, clubs, and parking lots. They're taking classes and learning from websites like breakdance.com and bboysummit.com. For some, it's a hobby or a sport. For many, like Mr. Wiggles, it's an art.
The dance and the art is for everybody, but everyone should remember where the roots come from. It is a dance that evolved through the ghettos, so no matter what nationality you are, where you come from, you are doing a ghetto dance. So learn the history, learn the roots, respect it, and have fun.
Mr. Wiggles' real name is Steve Clemente. He grew up in the South Bronx during breaking's first wave. Now he travels the world, performing at live events as well as in music videos and commercials. And he's still doing some competing of his own. Wiggles says he makes more money now than he did doing the same thing in the 80s. Back at the gym, a small crowd is hanging out on the steps, taking a break from the battle inside.
Hi. Hi. this mage, so this is what they call me now. My real name is Patrick Holloway. I started out locking in like 72, and I started popping like 75.
Translation: popping and locking are robotic contortions of the upper body. Mage says this new wave of b-boys are on the whole stronger and better at the power moves. But, he says, they lack the showmanship of the older crowd. He cuts them some slack for it, though.
This is the MTV generation. So a lot of these cats really didn't start on the streets. They got into it because they saw it on TV. Whereas we were the originators. We had nobody to look up to on TV, you know. What I like about it is a lot of these people, they're starting to go to these hip-hop classes, but what I don't like is that they're not teaching the history. The history gets lost. You know, the further you go from the source, the weaker the signal becomes.
Maybe a fad becomes a culture when the older folks fret over the youngins' lack of history. Inside the gym, it's time for the final battle. Two crews are facing off. The Lions of Zion against the Floor Brats. That's K-Mel of the Floor Brats, wowing the crowd with a Superman windmill, a move too complex to describe. His partner, El Nino, wows the judge, Mr. Wiggles, by passing a water bottle through his legs, putting it in his mouth, and taking his shirt off, all while doing a head spin. They land the $3,000 grand prize. El Nino's real name is Alexander Diaz. His tender age of 11 has earned him a second nickname, Pookie. He's from Boston, and this is just one of many battles he's attending this season.
I just want to tell you, if you ever want to become a b-boy, it takes hard work and dedication.
Sounds like the culture might make it into yet another generation. Rekha Murthy, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.